foot in diameter. Then they would use a wire, a piece of chicken wire, or copper wire, something, you know, reeve a basket-like on that rim.
Reeve?
Yeah. In other words, they just tie it from one side, you know, in the crossways and kind of make it like wire, you know, where the wood wouldn't fall out, see?
Okay.
And then you'd suspend that on more wire up to a kind of a A-frame, I guess. Well, it wasn't an A-frame because you'd have the mast of the boat and then you'd have a top beam running out with a brace down.
Yeah.
And that would be over the bow of the boat. The reason they had all boats in had had a hole cut in the bow, see, you know, the front curve of the bow, and then had a step down the bottom where you set a sail, see, because anytime there was wind, you utilize sail power instead of oars.
Yeah.
And anyhow, they used to take and would carry lighter knots and kindling, and then you'd make a flambeau. You'd burn those lighter knots and then you'd flounder.
That's
and consequently, when you'd come back in, while all you could see was the white of your eyes a lot of times, you know, with that old black smoke from them pine knots.
Mm-hmm.
Then I remember somebody, I don't know who it was, but they got the idea and they rigged up a different type of flambeau. And that was consisted of a tank, a small tank, and a piece of piping, like about 3/8 of an inch or something like that. And it extended out 4 or 5 feet from that tank with a valve on it. And then at the end they had an elbow with a short nipple that the pipe come up, you know. And then they'd take rolled asbestos and you'd wrap that thing around the end in a ball about the size of a softball, maybe a little larger, and then you'd take copper wire and you'd wrap around that to keep that asbestos, you know, tight in a ball form. Then you could crack that valve after you fill that tank full of kerosene or coal oil, you know, and just let that kerosene wick through that asbestos, see, and light it. And the asbestos wouldn't burn, but it'd act as a wick, you know. And then you'd get a big ball of fire that was much better than the lighter knots, because you didn't have to feed your boat with a bunch of lighter knots, you know, and you had more room for more people and more fish.
Yeah.
And
this is when you're flying.
That's when you're
flying.
You're
flying in a boat?
Yeah.
How deep is the water?
Well, in other words, you would pull the boat along with you, you see. Usually two people, and one would take, my father usually take the deeper water, you know, and I'd go inside. And then, of course, if it was me and one of my cousins, you know, or my brother, well, then if I was the oldest, I'd take the outside.
You just cast the flounder?
You gig the flounder and you pick them up with your hand, see? You had to know what you were doing. You didn't gig stingrays and such as that, you know.
What I hear,
that's
bad.
And, well, in other words, after you floundered for a living, in other words, you know what to look for and where to look for them.
Yeah.
And consequently, it wasn't all that many people floundering them days, you know, I mean, it was done commercially, and you'd go out and get, oh, just tub loads of them.
Yeah.
I mean, people go out there, oh, I got 6 flounders. Well, if we didn't get 6 flounders before we even got started good, well, we'd turn around and come back to the house.